about this before, and he said, if they could get three wins, it'd be good.
But what is the best record?
I don't remember if you thought it, but I thought I said that they could at least get four. That is what I thought.
Yeah.
There's no way they couldn't get far. I almost thought it was almost impossible for them to not just get four.
Yeah, well, I mean, they won't do it, they'll figure it out. But for sure, they're going to win in Carolina, look at it. They'll win their weekend, they'll win Wednesday, slip the weekend, which they do.
It didn't exactly go as we thought. I mean, I really didn't think they would lose to Anaheim. I didn't think they'd lose to the Kings either.
But if you watch those games, you prepare better on the road for 11 days. They went to a failure. Right.
already said, it has not been good. This, but they were really good on the power play away. And the question, though, for me is, are they going to continue this trend on the road?
I think so.
I mean, it's tough, though, because they got a lot of home games again in December.
They only have
six games.
Road games.
I mean,
I don't think it's going to matter now. Even with Kelly Kessler, they got not the most back to back games until 23, I believe it will become.
Yeah, he looked like he did. of winning without him. But now the team's pretty healthy. You're really even missing Burrish, who's one of the most important people you're missing right now.
Yeah.
your team, especially if you have more athletic guys and guys who throw the ball better than more physical guys.
And I mean, yeah, that's how it works, but you know, don't you think that that's a point of view? But hey, what's our brain better? What's been working for us?
Yeah, but like you said, though, it's something that you should you really be relying on an offense that's where you get going is a bunch of goals that come off of rebounds. I mean, rebounds happen every now and then, but it's not the best way to go about it.
No, it's not for the game so much, but nobody relying on that. The game against the Sharks, one big thing was special teams, special teams, the goal for the power play goals. And their power play was really good at that too. But, I mean, their power play defense right now, wow.
Yeah, but where did we set on other game?
Right, but that's what I want to know. And, like, I get what you're saying, and you get what I'm saying. Like, the thing is, they're better. They can score like that if they put it to their main, but they're going to score more goals if they have traffic in front of the goalie and get met redirect into the net. You yeah. See, how many goals are scored in the NHL if they redirect?
I mean, no.
It's about 80%.
I wouldn't say it'd be that.
Sound bad?
Yeah. It's a good number. Redirects, different things like that.
I mean, but there's a lot of goals too that are scored
because of good offenses moving the puck around.
Good offenses moving. And right now, that is it. I mean, they haven't had the good offense of movement.
Yeah, but when they're about to score, and great, I think I can say that they were, their route was set right across center ice, and also was wide open on the backside for a goal.
Mm-hmm. Now, if they got out, why can't they get out more often?
Right, that's what I'm saying, is that they be more relying on that because
I think they're good enough already
anyway. Like, that's how they should be scoring, and then those other goals will come no problem.
Right.
I mean, and at times you won't see that the Hawks move that puck around better than any team I've seen.
So I think it's a combination of the Hawks being puck movement, standing on down, good for a check, and traffic in front of the net.
Could it be that the Hawks are just falling too easily into that just jumping around and, you know, slamming at the goal,
maybe you're getting too comfortable in it,
or getting back to, you know, the basics of how you're supposed to run the offense.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because they're playing a great team tonight in Columbus,